So there's a lot, obviously, about this doctrine that's important for us to consider intellectually, but I think it's important at the very beginning to understand it emotionally. Understand the emotional impact of reincarnation when it's visualized on this massive time scale. It becomes a burden to be born, a problem to be solved, rather than an opportunity to be exploited by looking forward into a future life. So we begin our study of Indian religion in part with this fundamental problem. The problem of reincarnation. It's fundamental, it's burdensome. What can we do about it? What do we do to lift this burden? The answer to that question in India comes from considering something that we call the law of karma. It's really the law of retribution that governs and drives the cycle of transmigration. The word karma is a word that's pretty common in our world. I haven't looked it up in the dictionary recently to see whether it's made its way into the discourse of the dictionary, but it certainly is in the discourse of our culture. You know what it means to say that somebody has bad karma. It means something like bad luck that probably springs from something that they've done in the past, either in this life or in some previous life. In India, the word karma simply means action. So bad karma is a bad action, good karma, a good action, that then bears its result. It sticks with you, and it bears its result in this life or the next. So the cycle of death and rebirth, the cycle of samsara, is driven by an inexorable law. What you do now will bear some result in some future life. You have to find some way to work with this law in order to permit some positive solution to the problem of samsara. Now, you might ask, as we talk about the law of karma, where karma can lead you? That's a perfectly legitimate question to ask about India. What are the possible realms of rebirth? There are somewhat different pictures of this in different aspects of the Indian tradition, but generally it's possible to think of six realms into which you can be born. You can be born as a god, as a demigod, a lesser category of god, sometimes referred to as a demon, but it actually is just one more category of divine figure, as a human being, as a ghost, as an animal, or as a spirit in hell. Sometimes people are surprised when they hear that that hell is an important concept in Buddhism or in Indian religion more generally, but it is. It's very traditional. It's very important in the overall structure of Indian religious life to realize that there are places where you can go, and they're quite elaborately described in some literature, where you can really be punished. So if you perform bad actions in this life, there really are some important ways in which you will suffer for it in some future life. Now, the law of karma allows two strategies, two possible ways to deal with the problem of samsara. You might almost be able to think of them yourselves if you begin to work theoretically with the law of retribution that I've just laid out for us. One of these I call the ordinary norm, just the ordinary way of doing things. It's followed by most Indian people, and it's the most obvious way of responding to the challenge that we've been talking about. If you're an ordinary Indian person, what you try to do is perform good actions to get a good rebirth. What could be more simple than that? Do your duty. Do the things that are specified for you as a member of Indian society, as a member of the Brahmin caste or the princely caste, as a father or a mother, as a son or a daughter, a student, a teacher, whatever that is. There are special duties that accrue to you in that part of the world. You should make sure you do them right. And if you do, then good things will happen to you in some kind of a future life. The best thing that you can get in a future life would be rebirth in heaven. That's as high as you can go. You can be up there with Indra as one of the gods in heaven. But as in the story of Indra and the Brahmin boy, the problem with this approach to the law of karma is that it's impermanent. It slips away. If you go and live with the gods in heaven, you, like all the other gods, eventually begin to lose your luster. The impact of your karma begins to wither and fade, and you begin to fall down into the cycle of transmigration all over again. So it's possible to be reborn at a high level and to live a pleasurable life as the result of your past karma, but it's impermanent and it slips away. It's not something that you can hold on to forever.